focusing on the Texas Tech Red Raiders today, and joining us, head coach of the Texas Tech Red Raiders, Mike Leach, with the Monsters here in Houston. Coach, it's Ted and John here on 790. Really appreciate the time, and we know that expectations are high going into the season, just as they are every year, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, our expectations are always high. The coaches and the players, sure, especially after, you know, all the work from one year to the next and the off seasons and the rest. But had our first practice yesterday, and it looked good, and we're excited to continue from there.
Let me ask you this. This is John, Coach. With regard to, you know, everybody has these expectations, and, of course, Graham Harrell and Michael Crabtree. I know you really, your dream season is get 1,000 yards for five receivers, if not more. You know, what are people complimentary, the complimenting players to Crabtree, what are you expecting out of them today? In particular, Lewis, what can he do for Crabtree this season?
Well, I think that do a good job playing receiver. We've got, you know, he's a guy that started to emerge last year and did some good things, and then I think he's really had a good spring and off season, so he just needs to build from there. I mean, the biggest thing is the things he does well, just be real consistent with it.
Let me ask you one thing about Crabtree, though. I know in reading reports from your practice yesterday, your initial practice, you have addressed the fact that he might or will get some special teams work. What are your thoughts there? Just to, you know, get one of your best players, get the football in his hands as much as you can.
Well, that he was a backup on several of them last year, and we just didn't utilize him very much. But yeah, basically that very thing. If he's one of the best ones at one of those return positions, and you know, sticking back there.
We're talking with Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach. I know it's probably not your job to look at the season at large. You know, one game at a time, get the team ready, all that. But you do have a pretty good, pretty tough road schedule. I think from most perspectives, people would say it was a tough road schedule. Has the biggest benefit, the biggest thing that's changed with Texas Tech since you've been there, just the mindset that these things don't bother you, that you have that attitude and it trickles down to your players? I mean, you go on the road and you win games.
Well, you don't really have much choice with that, because in the Big 12, you're on, you know, they're all tough road games. And so I think some of you just get used to being in conference.
Coach, how's the offensive line looking? I know you've just started practice, but in terms of returning talent, three starters back, three really big guys along the offensive front.
Well, I think they look good. I think they're in better shape than they've been, and they've been in good shape, I think. But then the fact that everybody played last year, they're not necessarily old guys, but, you know, we had one returning starter last year when we went into this, and now they're all returning starters.
Let me ask you about, I know, I guess Reed is moving from safety to cornerback. What are some of the positions that you really want to see what transpires, see some progress this preseason camp? I guess running back would be another one.
Well, I just think really everybody needs to continue. They did from spring and you know, and some guys are going to emerge, and so you want to identify that as quickly as you can and give them the reps around it to make them as good as they can, and then you know, somebody starting to drop off, you know, figure out who's moving ahead of them. So I think you start out evaluating your players and what they can do, and then after that it's a matter of selecting the ones that are towards the top and getting them the reps that they need to prepare them for the season.
Talking with Texas Tech head football coach Mike Leach, and certainly based on what the offense has done in the past, Coach, no problem putting points on the scoreboard with all the returning talent coming back, we don't think. How about on the defensive side of the ball? Because in the Big 12, as you know, you got to be able to get some stops, and it's awfully tough to go out there and try to outscore everybody every week.
Well, absolutely, and I think that kind of a similar situation to our offensive line. We have a bunch of returning starters on our defensive line, and so hopefully they've gotten a year older, a year better, and continue to improve there. And towards the end of the season, we were playing defense really well. And then, you know, I think that last year we were the youngest team in college football, and we were a team predominantly of freshmen and sophomores, and then this year we're a team of sophomores and juniors, and so we just need to keep growing and getting better.
Let me ask you about your approach with your team, because I asked, someone earlier, an ex one of the Texas Tech observers earlier, does your approach change at all now that you know, Texas Tech is more of the team that's being pursued than the team that's pursuing? I mean, you've kind of been the underdogs, whether you know, I know you guys want to win every game and believe you can win every game, but on a national scope, you've kind of been the underdogs, and now there's no more secrets about Texas Tech. I mean, you've built that program into something special. Do you change your approach with your players in terms of preparation or getting them ready?
Not really. I mean, you know, everybody was doing their best first time around, and so we're just continuing to do that. I mean, there's not something we saved or held back or anything like that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you guys are favorites in a lot, pretty much all the time out now, almost.
Yeah, that varies a little bit. Well, you just go out and try to win the thing. You know, just try to work together well. Just try to have everybody on the team know their role and execute it to the best of their ability. And I think that, you know, the more you work together, the more you get to know one another from that standpoint. And then when I first got here, Tech was on probation. And so, you know, working through that, I think, you know, was tough because, you know, when you're on probation, it's hard to win, period. But right. We were lucky enough to go to bowl games and all the rest. And then, anyway, so now we have the highest graduation rate in the conference, and we've won 5 of the last 6 bowls. So I think it's been the efforts of a lot of people working together, and that just needs to continue.
Coach, how about recruiting the Houston area and playing some of your games down here in Houston? How important is that in terms of creating that pipeline from Houston up to Lubbock?
Well, it's a great recruiting area, and there's no question about that. And certainly recruits from the Houston area have helped enhance our team and made it better. And there is a time. You know, one season, most of our players on offense were from Houston. The Houston players, and I think that was key to our recruiting effort,
right,
was to get into Houston and to get some players, from Houston. And you see that with, the Tech supporters too. When you do a Red Raider Club meeting in Houston, it started out in just a little bitty room, and now it's expanded. Now we have it over there in Reliance in that big conference area.
Well, don't sell yourself short on that, too. They like to hear what you say, and they're going to be able to hear it right here on every Thursday, right here on 790 with your show broadcast on our airwaves here, and, of course, all the games on Clear Channel as well. A couple more little things. We know you're in the midst of practice, but a couple little things, and we'll let you go. I wanted to ask you about the linebackers. I know, you know, like you said, there's some youth there, but how do you see that shaking out? I know Bird's going to be playing some, or what are you looking for out of your linebackers this year?
I think it'll be a pretty competitive position. I don't know if we'll just boil it down to 3. It may be, depending on down and distance, several guys will have a role there, and since they are kind of young guys, we're in the middle of evaluating that right now.
Coach, last thing, and we'll let you go. When the preseason coaches poll came out, Tech in at number 14, did that surprise you at all? How did it make you feel to get that kind of respect from your peers, or did you think that's right about where we ought to be going into the season?
I'm not real conscious of it. You know, there'd been some murmuring that some folks had us ranked, and so, you know, same thing. Nothing really changes on it. You go... If they rank you last, you try to win them all. If they rank you first,
right,
you try to win them,
sure,
all, you know.
Yeah. Good stuff. Well, highest ranking in 31 years, I believe, if I read that correctly a while back. We sure do wish you luck, and thanks for coming on with us, Coach Leach.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, thanks so much.
Mike Leach, head football coach at Texas Tech. And we're going to keep a close watch on them throughout the college football season. As you said, John, most of the games on the 950,
yep,
and every Thursday night. Coach's show right here on 790 with Mike Leach.
And that's going to be entertaining, as always. He's got his game face on, all right, the Pirate, but it'll be fun.